Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Way Back Playback, episode number 378. As this week we bring you the first hour of NWA Starrcade 1985. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil. As you may know, our co-host Jim Valley is on extended medical leave, undergoing dialysis. Back as a guest host this week, the man with the best right hand in the business, former WWF and WCW wrestler Bob Cook. Bob, are you ready to hop into the Wayback Machine, return to 1985, and witness the greatest arm wrestling match in Starrcade history?
I am 100% ready because it makes me feel old, and I love feeling old.
Well, who doesn't, actually? And I'd like to thank all the listeners. Big week in the podcast rankings, thanks to our Thanksgiving show with Sarah Knight. We got back in the Irish charts, the 52nd most listened to, most downloaded wrestling podcast in the nation of Ireland, plus our episodes with when we did Taboo Tuesday 04 with John Paz. They also showed up on the charts, and we're back on the Australian charts, so thank you. Thank you very much for that. Also, it's December now, and in the start of December, you can go to patreon.com/waybackplayback. And you can subscribe to our Patreon for a limited time for as little as $4. It'll give you all the episodes, all 378 of them, and the new ones you'll get ad-free and in advance. So thank you for that. Okay, so Bob, what have you been up to lately?
Absolutely nothing. I'm one of those guys that does, I do as little as possible, but as much as I can. I've probably used that line before, but again, I'm old, so I forget things.
That's okay. It's been a while since you've been on, so it'll be funny again. That's what counts. All right, so what do you remember of Thanksgiving 1985?
Whew, I don't remember anything about it. I was probably watching this. Was this on pay-per-view? Did they have pay-per-view
this
in
was
1985?
They didn't have pay-per-view, but it was on closed circuit in a lot of locations.
Yeah, then I probably watched it on videotape months later.
That would be many months after the fact. Yes, it was. Okay, well, tell you what, let's go over what was going on in wrestling at this period of time. And since it's 1985, there was a lot going on. So this is Starrcade 85. It is held in two locations, the first time Starrcade's ever been held in two locations, because Jim Crockett Promotions ended up sort of taking over Ole Anderson's promotion, Championship Wrestling from Georgia. So the show is held in the Greensboro Coliseum and in the Omni in Atlanta on Thanksgiving night. Both venues are sold out, 14,000 people in Atlanta, 16,000 in Greensboro. And according to historical records, an additional 31,000 people watching the show in various locations on closed circuit, which we'll discuss briefly in a moment. Okay, so the previous show for Jim Crockett Promotions, Wednesday night the 27th, they were in Raleigh. And on that show, it was the Rock and Roll Express, Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, defeating the team of Tully Blanchard and the Barbarian by disqualification. And in the main event, the duo of Jimmy Valiant and Billy Jack Haynes defeated the Midnight Express. Some interesting stuff, I'd say.
Yes, so you're explaining why the WWE had a three-location event at WrestleMania 3, I mean 2,
yes.
To top Crockett's 1985 Thanksgiving show.
And that worked so well that they've done it. Yes, that's right. It worked so well that they never did it again. That's the best kind of way.
Well, you got to try something. If it don't work, you don't do it again.
Okay, now, if you were actually at the venues, like some people were, the dark matches in Greensboro, you got to see the NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion Denny Brown defeat Rocky King, and Don Kernodle beat Tommy Lane. If you were in Atlanta, you got to see Thunderfoot, a.k.a. Joel Deaton, defeat Italian Stallion, and Pez Watley defeated Mike Graham. Well, it was nice of them to let Mike Graham on the show, I guess.
Well, I love Mike Graham. I also love Joel Deaton. Well, I know Denny Brown very well, too. Love him, too. They come to our Legends lunches. Mike doesn't because, well, he's got scheduling conflicts and stuff. But
yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Too soon?
Probably, yeah. I don't know, but Bob has a different sense of humor, folks, unless in case you've missed any of his previous appearances. So, yeah. Rest in peace, Mike. All right. So the Mid-South Coliseum on the 28th, they had a show at the Superdome where they had a few additional, I guess you'd call them dark matches, in addition to showing Starrcade on closed circuit. However, apparently some of the people in Mid-South, not familiar with how closed circuit showed up, they showed up at the Superdome and were apparently very surprised that there were only three live matches there, and the rest of it they had to watch on the screen.
They are wrestling fans. So you have to give them a pass.
Yeah. I mean, you know, closed circuit was kind of a new concept in the 80s, and not everybody got it right away. Wait, you mean I have to pay to see it on a screen? Yeah, you know. Okay, but if you were there at the Superdome, you got to see Butch Reed and Nick Patrick defeating Dick Slater and Buzz Sawyer by disqualification, and Jake Roberts defeating Lord Humongous by disqualification. So you had that going
on
for
you. On a trivia note, I watched WrestleMania 1 on a screen with a bunch of other people in an arena.
Which
Just
arena?
Thought I'd throw that out there.
Which arena was that?
Lakeland Civic Center. Lakeland okay. Civic Center in Florida.
Okay, so is it possible that they did not have Starrcade 85 at Lakeland Civic Center that you remember?
I don't remember, but I do know that the TV that I watch now is actually a bigger screen than they had there.
I don't doubt it, yeah. All right. Also, now, the CWF, Championship Wrestling from Florida, they did not have a Thanksgiving show because, Mike Graham was in Atlanta, and I believe Wahoo McDaniel was also on Starrcade. Their big show took place, their big show was the Thanksgiving Eve tradition. They were in Miami. 5,792 people showed up on Wednesday the 27th. They got to see Barry Windham defeat Buddy Landell. And in the main event, a six-man tag, Dusty Rhodes, Magnum TA, and Wahoo McDaniel defeated Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, and Ole Anderson. Good time was
sounds like a heck of a show.
And if you're on YouTube, you can actually look it up. You can watch the Go Home show of CWF leading into that Starrcade week.
Wow!
Thank goodness for YouTube. And you might be wondering what the WWF was up to. Well, they decided to do their Thanksgiving night show, their A show, in Minneapolis, in front of 15,000 people at the Met Center, who got to see Paul Orndorff beat Roddy Piper by disqualification. WWF champion Hulk Hogan with Mr. T in his corner took on Randy's challenger, Randy Savage, who for one night only had Bobby Heenan in his corner. And Hulk Hogan defeated Randy Savage again.
Probably because Elizabeth was home making Thanksgiving dinner. That's what I think. That's my theory.
You think that she was there and not, you know, okay. That's entirely possible. The WWF's B show was in Hartford, Connecticut, where it was Andre the Giant and King Kong Bundy going to a double countout. And in, I guess what you'd have to call the main event, Tito Santana and Hillbilly Jim defeat WWF Tag Team Champions Greg Valentine and Brutus Beefcake by disqualification.
What's the theme of all this that people can catch on to? To me, it seems that most of these shows actually drew pretty good houses.
Yes, that is a good theme. In fact, we're going to follow up on that here. The reason WWF was in Minneapolis on Thanksgiving night, Bob, you want to take a hack at that?
Because they love cold weather? I don't know.
Because the AWA always ran Thanksgiving night in St. Paul on the other side of the other Twin City. And they did.
A competition.
Yes, 12,000 people showed up in St. Paul to watch the Road Warriors defeat the fabulous Freebirds of Michael Hayes and Buddy Roberts, and Scott Hall won the big Thanksgiving Battle Royal there.
And there again, my point is proven. Even when they're trying to put the other companies out of business, everybody's doing good. Boy, times change.
Yeah, just a lot. It would be kind of a big story if there was a night on the North American wrestling scene where you had 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to get to 4 and 5 in a minute, and number 5 in a minute. Five major NBA-sized arenas selling out for pro wrestling on the same night. Yeah.
To be completely honest with you, listening to the list of shows with the list of talent, there's not one show that I wouldn't have wanted to be at if I was a fan. I mean, I am a fan, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Give me a time machine.
Well, hey, after I've finished, after I'm finished using it, then I'd let you borrow it. That's fair. Okay. Meanwhile, World Class Championship Wrestling, Bob. They did Thanksgiving Star Wars in Dallas at Reunion Arena. 13,423 turned out to see the Steel Cage Grudge match where John Tatum defeats Scott Casey. Plus, the match for the the World Class American Tag Team titles, with guest referees Brian Adias and Terry Gordy. The dynamic duo Chris Adams and Gino Hernandez defeat Kerry Von Erich and Kevin Von Erich for the titles.
That's another show that would have been fun.
That would have been. All right. The less interesting shows, and shows I don't have attendance numbers for, CWA, the Jarretts, Thanksgiving Day, they had an afternoon show in Jackson, Tennessee, an evening show in Nashville, Tennessee. Both had the same lineup, so you're not missing out on anything. I don't have results for it, but the featured bouts, a six-person tag, Tom Pritchard, Pat Rose, and Sherry Martel against Tracy Smothers, Billy Travis, and Candy Devine. And the main event...
That's the main event? Oh, that's not the
No, that's the second. That's the secondary main event. I got the main event for you. It's a 12-man barroom brawl. On the one side, you have Bill Dundee, Dutch Mantel, the Sheepherders, Taurus Bulba, and the Guru. And the opposite team, the Fantastics, Jerry Jarrett, Tojo Yamamoto, and the U.S. Power Team. The U.S. Power Team, also known as the Freedom Force, also known as the Blade Runners, also known as Jim Helwig and Steve Borden. Main eventing on Thanksgiving night in Nashville.
Where was the King?
I do not know. The King worked Memphis that week, but the King was absent on Thanksgiving night. Maybe with his family or people he wanted to be his family. I don't know.
I doubt that.
Okay, meanwhile...
I don't know, that's just weird.
No idea. It is weird. Continental
well,
Championship...
Well, those arenas aren't very big. Like, if it's the Nashville Fairgrounds, I wrestled there. That wasn't really that big of a arena.
I don't think it was the Fairgrounds. It's something like the Nashville Sports Arena. But it doesn't sound like, you know... They didn't have like, a pro hockey team back then. So.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't... I don't think they had a 15,000-seat arena they're trying to fill. Okay, so Continental Championship Wrestling Thanksgiving night at the Batwell Auditorium in Birmingham. See, six-man tag team match. The Bullet, Brad Armstrong, and Roberto Soto defeated Robert Fuller, The Flame, and Boomer Lynch. And in the main event, Tommy Rich and Johnny Rich defeat the Nightmares in a hair versus masks match. So the Nightmares,
Would that be the late, great, legendary Jody Hamilton as The Flame?
I think
Rest in peace, Jody.
Yeah, I think so. Also, I think there was a Lone Star Wrestling show in Odessa, Texas, which, you know, I know Al Madrill was on it. Didn't look like it drew a whole lot of people.
That must have been a huge
Pacific Northwest show in Salem, Oregon. Tom Zink versus Bobby Jaggers. Chris Colt beat Ole Olsen by disqualification. I have no idea who.
Ole Olsen?
That's what it says. Yeah. Probably not the biggest event of the year for Pacific Northwest. Oh, and the pro wrestling news.
I can guarantee that Chris Colt did something weird, though.
Okay. All right. So, well, for weird, I'm going to have to go into the pro wrestling news from this week from the Wrestling Observer, which is pretty much the only major wrestling newsletter around then. Mike Von Erich was in a really bad car accident on November 17th, somehow managed to roll his car three times.
Boy, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, me too. So that AWA show I mentioned at the in St. Paul in front of 12,000 people, apparently Buddy Roberts was drunk and mooned the crowd in St. Paul, and Vern fired him after the show.
That's not shocking.
No, I guess it's not. And meanwhile, WWF at Madison Square Garden on the Monday before Thanksgiving, Spider Lady won the WWF Women's title from Wendy Richter in what apparently was a shoot match because she unmasked the Fabulous Moolah. And Wendy was gone.
And did you know that Wendy didn't realize it was the Spider Lady? Or Wendy didn't realize it was Moolah, even though
that's
she worked
the part,
with Moolah hundreds of times?
That's the part I found hardest to believe.
I've worked with a lot of different people. And I can tell who I'm working with, whether they're under a mask or not. But that's just me. I'm not the most intelligent guy.
Right. You also don't look like Wendy Richter. So.
Oh, thank God. Have you seen her lately? I'm just kidding. That's not even pleasant.
No, come on. I'm sure, well, Wendy Richter in 1985, different. So let's just go with that.
Good point.
Yeah. We're very glad that you enjoy Wayback Playback on most major podcasting networks, and you can listen to the show free every week. Now, but there are some of you who just want more, and that's what Patreon's for, patreon.com/waybackplayback. And we've reduced the price for this week and this week only For the low monthly price of $4 a month, you can be a part of our Time Traveler tier, and that gets you access to all the previous episodes, including the ones that have been behind the firewall with Wade Keller at the Pro Wrestling Torch for a few years. You can listen to all of them. We put up the new episodes early on Patreon. We put up the new episodes with no commercials, which means you won't have to listen to stuff like this with myself and Bob Cook gabbing about how great our show is, about how great my show is, how great it is to have Jim Bally on there, yada, yada, yada. Just $4 gets you all that, plus there's some other bonus stuff that is probably more than a year old, and you know, we give you at least a couple samples of bonus watch-alongs that we do, and some of the old podcasts that Jim and I did together on the Torch, which may amuse or disturb you. I don't know what to tell you. But it's all there. It's all on Patreon, patreon.com/waybackplayback. And it makes a great holiday gift for some wrestling fan you know that you don't want to spend more than $4 on. You can buy them a month of this. They can listen to as many or as few shows as they like. And you can cancel at any time. That is the greatness of Patreon. So give it a shot, patreon.com/waybackplayback. Bob Cook's been on there. In fact, I know Bob and I earlier this year got to do the March to WrestleMania 9. What a memorable moment that was. And I know Bob's done actually, this is the first time Bob and I will be doing a show from the 80s together. And I know Bob is... I don't know whether Bob's thrilled about that or not. I haven't asked him. Bob?
I have no idea what I'm going to watch, which makes it more exciting than ever.
You don't remember Starrcade 85?
I remember it, and I know the main event was Dusty and Flair, but I don't remember any of the other matches.
Well, I mean, really, do you need to know anything other than that, though?
No, I don't want to.
Right, okay.
I never read results before I see them.
That's good.
I like to watch the shows.
So, and yeah, you can get, I mean, obviously, hopefully you've heard our Thanksgiving episode this year, but you can hear our previous Thanksgiving episodes. It was mostly Jim and I doing old Saturday night's main events, but... they're all on there. We've done several WrestleManias. They're on there. And, you know, say hi to Jim Valley. Reach out to him at Jim Valley. I know he's at home recuperating, but he would love to hear from you guys. So try it out. Just $4. Sign up this week. Patreon.com/playback. And tell your friends. And we're back from break, Bob. Hopefully Bob did something useful during the break. Let's go ahead.
Three sips of Mountain Dew.
That's pretty useful. All right. Yep. And let's see. Well, in full disclosure, I got to tell you that going to Five Guys earlier took longer than I intended, as it always does at Five Guys for some reason. Probably because they cook the burgers in front of you.
I don't know. I haven't been there. Haven't been there in a while.
Well, I don't think they've changed. I don't think that's changed. Anyway, we are at 0 minutes and 0 seconds, and I've got a black screen in front of me. Bob, can you attest? Do you also have the black screen?
Yep.
Okay, so I think we got this sorted out. So if everybody can hit play together in 3, 2, 1, we are off and rolling. It is Starrcade 85 from Jim Crockett Promotions. It is The Gathering. Yeah. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Well, I don't have the volume on.
Oh, you can use the volume. You can use closed captioning. That's the beauty of this. Okay, there's a giant disco ball. This is the 80s, obviously, from looking at the people in the front row. And there they are, Bob Kyle and Tony Schiavone. They look so serious. Yep.
Well, Tony knew he'd be looking like an idiot 40 years later talking to people on AEW.
Well, okay.
With two earrings and Just for Men.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to, I mean, I don't use Just for Men. I believe in Grecian formula, so.
Oh.
All right. It's a night you've been waiting for, folks. He does not say it's the biggest night in the history of our sport.
I always thought Bob Cotto was highly underrated.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's been a matter of some debate on the show, but yeah. Bob is the epitome of the old-school wrestling announcer who does not try to show up the guys that he's interviewing, which I think is nice, by the way.
Well, looks like Johnny Weaver cut himself shaving, but...
yeah, a few dozen times.
Doesn't know where his beard actually comes out.
Holy cow. There's a reason why, you know, there's a reason, you know, I don't agree with everything Vince does, but, you know, makeup sometimes helps with the
I was
giant
just
gigs
going to
marks.
say, makeup.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that they work Johnny into the program somehow. Where's David Crockett, though? Never
Hopefully
mind.
Not on the show at all.
Well. All right, so I believe. Okay.
Seeing David Crockett lately, my best guess, he's eating somewhere.
Oh, okay. So let me see. They're in Greensboro, I'm guessing. What?
That's where Johnny Weaver is.
Oh, Johnny Weaver's in Greenville. So are they? So are they at the Omni?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so Johnny's going to talk to people at Greensboro.
Johnny claimed that there was over 18,000 people in Greensboro.
Well,
those wrestling guys never exaggerate.
No, well, fortunately there are. Well, I'm sure there are more. I'm sure there are actually more than 18,000 people in Greensboro if you include the entire city and county.
You mean that they're doing something completely different? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. All right. Trucker Tom Miller is ready for the ring announcements. There you go.
He was a trucker? I didn't know that.
That was his nickname.
Oh. I bet he's dead now, though, right?
Yes, he is. With that voice, they'd be using him for something. I mean, seriously, they brought everybody back, so.
I got the captions on it. It just said the crowd was cheering, so that's good.
Well, I'm glad. Caption, yeah.
Nothing
have you ever...
worse than a dead crowd.
Well, I can tell you what I can tell you what's worse.
A dead crowd. That's not good.
No, it's not. I can tell you what's worse: trying to read the closed captioning when Dusty Rhodes is announcing.
I never tried that. I'm gonna have to do it now.
Yep. All right.
I hope they don't mind. I'm not gonna kneel, but I'm also not gonna stand.
That's quite unnecessary. Yep. Well, let's see. I hope they're not trying to. Hope the closed captioning doesn't mess up the national anthem.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything. It just says music.
Well, good. At least they recognize music. Yay! They didn't bring in Aretha Franklin to sing the national anthem. Oh, geez.
Well, they tried, but they couldn't rent the forklift
okay,
in time.
Well, that's okay. These people are singing. Well, that one lady's singing anyway. She's singing.
It's amazing. She was on AEW last week. It's amazing. It's amazing.
She was?
Looks good for her age.
Yep.
Hey. She's dressed as Eddie Kingston.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's Bob Cook, folks. And Bob Cook's a big Eddie Kingston fan, by the way.
What are these people pointing at?
They're watching themselves on the big screen. They just figured out. They're the first wrestling fans ever to figure out they can watch themselves on the big screen.
I just noticed the crowd is all white. What's up with that?
Well, Bob, it's got to be racist.
Where's Bud Monroe when you need him?
It's got to be
racist. Bob
Sorry.
Cook.
I had several jokes there, but those are even less appropriate, so I'm not going to use any of them. All right.
My God, the flag disappeared. It's like the Undertaker when he levitated in Providence.
Well, hey, it's all that. You know, it's amazing what they can do with the technology in 1985. They made the flag disappear.
I know, turn off a spotlight.
They made the whole crowd disappear, as a matter of fact.
Probably took three people to work the spotlight.
Yeah, well.
Hey, John. Yeah, you can turn the lights on now. Oh, shoot.
Oh,
where's the switch? It's dark in here.
I forgot. Well, I hope that's the case. I mean, it's going to be pretty awkward if the Coliseum didn't pay their electric bill. It'll really eat into the show. So you don't remember what the opening match is? Well, I told you the dark matches.
No,
but
I know when the lights come on, Sabu's going to be in the ring. I know it. I know it. I have a feeling.
Well, okay. Or at least or at least the original Sheik. Okay. There we go.
Hey, I know her.
Yeah.
Well, I know someone like her. Oh.
I'm sure you do. Hi. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, Sam Houston. Is that who that is?
That is right. Yes, it is our match
like
for
Sam.
It is, I believe, the finals of the Mid-Atlantic title tournament.
Oh, I like Sam. He's a nice guy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And this is Sam Houston versus Crusher Khrushchev.
Boy, whatever happened to him? He went on to do nothing after Crusher Chris.
I
That's
know,
crazy.
it's just amazing. Actually, the first WWF show I went to, I got to see both Sam Houston and Barry Darso in action. Different matches,
Ooh.
Of course. Well, you can tell he's from the USSR because he has a Soviet flag.
You just looked back on your life and you said, you know, that really wasn't that great of a memory.
Yeah. We'll see. Actually,
215 pounds.
They love Sam Houston here in Greensboro.
Sonny Fargo, the referee, huh?
That's right. Indeed. All right, we're ready to go here.
Jackie Fargo's brother, right?
Sure. I have no idea, but...
Did they call him Roughhouse Fargo or something?
There was a Roughhouse Fargo. Now, you're going to make me look...
Binge.
All right. Now, those referee outfits are the ones we need today.
Damn, maybe, Sam, you think you could get bigger knee pads?
I don't know. I think that I think maybe AEW can introduce the all mustard colored referee gear again.
those boots Sam Houston has on though.
Oh yeah, those are nice.
I've always liked those kind. Yeah. Austin Hawes, they don't make those anymore.
Okay, so we're here in Greensboro, and here we go.
Yep, up. That's a belt.
That is the Mid-Atlantic belt.
Is Jackie Crockett the cameraman?
You figure he's got to be one of them, right?
You know, of all the Crocketts, Jackie was the nicest, just saying.
Okay. Good to know. Oh, there we go. Oh, my goodness. It's as if Crusher Khrushchev has the power advantage, Bob.
Well, Sam weighs 215. Crusher's got more experience, a little more size. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Sam's going to beat him.
Right. Okay.
What title is this for?
Mid-Atlantic.
Oh.
The prestigious Mid-Atlantic title. There's going to be a lot of titles on the line at Starrcade. Because at this time,
nicely done.
They had a lot of titles. they had the national titles, and we're trying to figure out what to do with those. They had the U.S. titles. So, yep.
Sam's got fire.
Yes. Fiery white meat baby face.
I guess they didn't believe in the no matching trunks rule.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because from what little I remember, WCW used to enforce that. Didn't you have to bring like at least two different colors of gear?
Yep, Dave Penzer was the guy that would walk around. Hey, Sting's wearing black, so you got to change. You know, whatever.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah.
It's stupid to me. I always thought it was stupid because it's like, you know, I don't know about you. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I think that's Ric Flair, and I think that's who he's wrestling. And, like, who he's wrestling is not Ric Flair. Even though they're wearing the same color, I think I can tell who's who. But that's a whole, you know, somebody has to be a rule maker, right?
Yeah. Plus it's easy for the announcers. Oh, there's Sting in the black trunks, and there's Bob Cook in the red.
Right, and as people can't go, well, I can tell which one's Bob Cook. He's the out-of-shape guy who's going to lose.
Well, I mean, there's always somebody who's watching wrestling for the first time. At least that's the theory. Unless it's Impact, in which case nobody's watching.
Do you have the volume up where you are?
Not really. I mean, I haven't enough so I can hear. I have it up enough so I can hear Bob Caudle.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just wondering how the crowds reacted because back in those days, the crowds were so good.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're excited about everything.
You could have the worst match ever, but you put the crowd into the whole thing. It's like, well, they didn't seem to mind.
Well, we'll put that to the test probably maybe later this hour. See how that goes. There we go.
I have to turn it up a bit.
All right. I mean, this is back in the day when people are actually watching the action in the ring.
It's also back in the day when they didn't go over the whole match before they went out there.
Right.
Hell, they probably weren't even in the same dressing room.
Wow. How do they manage to work?
It's called learning the art of wrestling.
Yes. So it's like maybe the wrestlers have worked different places and maybe have more than a dozen matches under their belt before they go out there.
Right, and I can almost guarantee you that Khrushchev is calling the match and Sam's just following his lead and doing fantastic.
Yep, there you go. It doesn't have to all be brain surgery, you know?
In fact, it shouldn't be.
Look, I think the crowd is reacting well.
Well, you know, they say back in those days, Sam was one of those, what do they call them, red hot baby faces.
Yep. All right. Working the head scissors take.
Oh, white hot baby faces. Maybe that was in white hot baby faces.
Right. That too. Oh, here we go. Up, oh, cranking it in there. Working up, working for the submission. Okay.
Well, I don't know about that particular move, but
no, that's not one that I'm. That's not one I remember using.
I think Khrushchev.
Yeah.
I think Khrushchev saying, you know, I called this, but it didn't seem to work out the way I had it in my mind before I ran the spot.
Well, there we go.
How am I going to explain this to my wife when I get home?
I don't know. That is. Oh, here we go. All right,
well,
he's got
some strength.
Yeah, it does. Although the guy, I mean.
See, right there, he's calling some stuff.
Right.
Lock and punch, punch me, whip me in, reverse it, hip toss, get it again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Crusher's strong, but in terms of, you know,
well,
picking
what
guys
say?
Up
block
one
and punch, punch him? Yep. Did I call it or what?
Yep, you did. Well, actually, no, Crusher Khrushchev called it.
That's true.
Yep. The drop kick, there we go. And a deep arm drag. All right.
You see, this is what they call a very simplistic match, but good.
Right.
Well, a good opener, as they like to say.
Well, I mean, yeah. You want, you know, you don't want to give people everything, but you want to give them some good action, and you know, and then basically sort of set the framework for the evening in terms of what they're going to see.
That's the hopeful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, got them in the ropes.
Wouldn't it be cool if the captions actually just called the match for you? So you know what they're saying.
That's generally not how a backdrop works, but.
Yeah, they did call it a backdrop, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, I meant to do that. Okay. I mean, you know, and really, you know, by the success of that, you'd think more wrestlers would drop their opponents on their faces.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. Okay. Nope. No, yeah.
The Warriors gimmick.
Right, that's true. Don't want to infringe on the guy's gimmick, especially since he's just starting out. Okay. All right. Still to come this hour, fans, we've got an arm wrestling match and a wrestling match after the arm wrestling match. It'll be Superstar Billy Graham taking on the Barbarian. There you go.
Ooh, I like that.
Yep.
Who doesn't love Superstar Billy Graham?
Vince? Anyway.
I don't know. They recently reached out to him to see how he was doing.
Okay.
Graham even made a big post about it because he's usually negative, but he was like, oh, yeah, they reached out to see how I was doing. If I needed anything.
That's good. That is good news. The better
news.
I
can stop hating on him for a while.
The better news is that Superstar Billy Graham and the Barbarian are both alive in 2021.
That's very true. Barbarian's still working, I think, a little
bit.
Oh,
yeah, he is. Worked with him several times on the indies.
I did a show a couple years ago at Dory Funk Jr. with where I teamed up with Lanny Poffa. Not that anybody cares, but the point of the story is the Barbarian was there with the Warlord, and they were in the main event.
And Barbarian looks, looks not too different than he did in 1985. I look very different than I did in 1985.
He,
so
he wears makeup, so you know he can hide it. It's like Gene Simmons looks the same way he did in 1974 when he's on stage.
When he's on stage, yeah. All right, there we go. Crusher Khrushchev set his head too soon and lowered his head too
small
soon.
Small package.
And got caught.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Nope.
I think Sam's gonna win. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen the show, but. Oh, there we go. Oh, I think Sam caught him there. Well, you hate to see it. Especially if you're Crusher Khrushchev. Then you really hate to see it. Let's show, you know, this is Crockett, so let's show more shots of the fans instead of actually watching what's going on in there.
I hated that. I always hated that.
Yes.
Especially, like, during action sequences, and they'll show the fans and most of them are sitting on their hands.
I wrote for the torch, and like, why are you so hard on Keith Mitchell? Well, they keep missing shots.
They still do that today. It drives me
Yes,
nuts.
they do.
Look, we know the people are there because we got an idea. They're kind of cheering. We know they're there. We don't have to look at them, too.
No! Foot on the ropes.
Uh-oh, the old I thought I won gimmick.
Yeah.
And, snap.
Nope.
That
oh,
might have
no.
contributed to his drinking. Oh.
Ow. Ow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Oh, no, the referee missed Sam Houston with his foot on the ropes. The irony.
It says the crowd is cheering. I highly doubt they're actually cheering.
Well,
they may be booing.
Yeah, they might
Let
be
me turn it up a little bit and see.
Yeah, they are booing.
Oh, they're definitely booing.
Yeah, well.
I don't know who the caption guy is, but he should be fired.
Crusher Khrushchev is taking the Mid-Atlantic title back to Soviet Russia, which is somewhere near Frostbite Falls, Minnesota. Yeah, it looks like he got that foot on the ropes. How about that? Oh, gee, the referee missed it. Anyway, Crusher Khrushchev, your new Mid-Atlantic champion. Looks like a good night for the Russians here starting out. Well, let's head over to Atlanta.
Whoa, what about this?
Let's head over to Atlanta
Raging
and see what we got over
Abdullah.
There. The Mexican death match. There we go.
One. You didn't mention that.
Oh, well, I didn't, but you wanted to be surprised anyway, so.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And
I'm no expert, but I think, I bet, oh, look at that. Some fan went for stuff, and Abby went after him.
Wow. Yeah,
they're
that's
still going after him.
Paul Jones is like, Abby? Abby? Where are you, buddy? Oh, there you are.
You see, Seth? Seth Rollins, there you go.
Yeah, it didn't
you
start
know, I was
going to
say, no expert, I think there'll be blood, but Abby's already bleeding. What the
yeah,
heck?
Well, you know, didn't want to waste any time here. Actually, the previous night, it had been Abdullah and Superstar Graham going at it in Miami on that show. So.
Wow.
Yep. That's quite a match.
Whoa, those guys traveled a lot.
Yeah, they did. Busy week, though, Thanksgiving week. So here we are. Hello, Atlanta. And here
are
comes...
Are they still in Atlanta, or did they switch to Greensboro?
They switched. No, they weren't in Greensboro for the last match. They switched over to the Omni.
Oh, okay.
And there's the Raging Bull, who started out at 85 as a tag team champion with Dusty Rhodes and is involved in an important matchup here with Abdullah the Butcher. How do you get along with Manny Fernandez?
Honest with you, I never cared for him.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't not get along with him, but he wasn't like the nicest guy in the dressing room.
I'd heard that about him. Okay.
Abdul, on the other hand, he was like a real nice guy.
I've heard that. Okay.
Always dressed in a suit and a hat, and you know.
No disqualification.
Is that referee Gene Liggins? I'm friends with him on Facebook.
You should ask him.
One of the Thunderfoots.
That's
not
right.
Not the one that was Joel Deaton, because
yep.
that would not make sense.
Yeah. But Joel was also in Atlanta in the dark match, so there you go.
Oh.
Which explains why there was one Thunderfoot wrestling and not a Thunderfoot tag team match.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You tell him, Manny.
Is that what they call a mullet? I don't know. Is that?
Yeah. Or you can just call it a wrestling haircut. Oh no! Abdullah attacks before the bell.
Already.
Oh, here we go. And he's already got. He's got something.
Go.
So. But it's a Mexican death match, so I can't really say that violates any of the rules, you know?
And Manny's already busted open.
Yep, there we go. Well, he needed to catch it.
Sombrero on a pole match? Like the winner has to get the sombrero?
No,
How is Abby going to get up there?
I don't know. Or maybe he just left his sombrero on the pole. I don't know.
Why is there a pole there? Manny's wearing a sombrero tonight. Doesn't want it to get in the crowd. Put a pole out there so you can keep it safe.
Well, if it's a Mexican death match, shouldn't the ring be surrounded with Border Patrol agents with whips? I mean, I'm just saying.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, what has he got there?
Abby's really hammering him.
Ah, jeez. Yep, you know, they left that. I mean, it's not his fault they left that hammer out where Abby can get to it.
I'm also friends with Abby on Facebook. I just thought I'd put that out there because, you know, he's a legend.
He is. Hall of Famer. That's right. At least any Hall of Fame that matters. There we go. All right. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. Manny's got good color, folks.
Well, that didn't take long.
No, it didn't.
Well, you know, they got Bill Alton outside taking pictures.
Well, you know, they got to get all their stuff in there. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, man. Well, look, somebody's really happy that Manny's busted open. Hey, he's bleeding. Him. Hey, Gladys, he's bleeding. Check it out.
All right. No way. Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
A monkey flip.
That's right. Quite a maneuver. What a maneuver.
Especially on a 500-pound
What a maneuver by Abdullah the Butcher. On Abdullah the Butcher, actually. Oh, my.
Quite impressive, actually.
Wait, Paul Jones. Oh, geez. Oh, no. Manny's got his boot off. Oh. Well, I mean, really, he could have just run over and hit him with the boot, but okay.
Well, you get that extra force for that extra 2 feet.
That's true. That's true.
Plus the lunging, the ropes, they flex.
Yeah. You get that. You want that extra 9.8 meters per second squared of force driving into the forehead with that boot.
If that doesn't cut Abby open, nothing will.
Yeah.
Except him. I mean, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is that. All right.
Well, that looked good. Yeah. Yeah. See, these are the kind of the matches you don't see much anymore.
No, you really don't.
AEW still throws the blood out there now and then, but it's not like...
No, it's not like
this show probably had all kinds of blood.
I mean, Abdul the Butcher shaking like he was just placed in an electric chair. Wait a minute. Sorry.
Isn't Tully Blanchard against Magnum T in a cage in this
show? Yes. Good of you to mention that. Yes, that will be in in Greensboro. That will not be taking place this hour. But if Bob wants to come back for the second hour, if Bob wants to come back and do the next two episodes, we'll get to that.
That was a match.
Yes. And maybe we'll get Bob to do something for the folks on Patreon, time permitting. Okay. Oh, he's got the sombrero. He's going for the sombrero. Is the sombrero
a gigantic guy is taking a bump off the second rope, and they focus on the guy sitting on his butt. Cameraman fired.
Congratulations. Yep. Well, let's go. We got a good shot of the referee trying to hump Paul Jones' leg, so that's good. We got that.
I apologize. I didn't mean the cameraman. I mean the director.
I know.
Cameraman's just shooting.
Yep. Cameraman's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I saw the whole thing.
I got the shot. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, we got a good shot
of. He spilled his coffee and we hit the wrong button.
Yeah, we got a good shot of Paul Jones, though.
It's actually not a bad match, though, I don't think.
No, it's not.
For what it is.
Yeah.
I love being in these kind of matches. Mm-hmm. Not climbing a pole, but bloodbath type matches. Right. And you love watching them, especially when there's actually people there.
Yep, that does add something to it. I'm surprised Abdullah hasn't asked Paul Jones to climb the darn thing for him. Oh, wait, Manny's got this belt off. Yay.
The big buckle on it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, it's a leather belt. Oh, jeez. Well, that's good, because those silk belts aren't going to cut it, I don't think.
Ninja Butcher. He just turned into Ninja Butcher.
That's right. Everybody was kung fu fighting. He had been hanging out with superstar Billy Graham, working on his karate. He's ready.
Well, this is bloodier than I even remember.
Hey.
I might have nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and down he goes.
Boy, Abby always, his elbow always looked brutal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I worked with him before several times. He's easy as can be, though. So go figure.
That's good. Oh. Oh, no. He missed. All right. And this is going to give Manny Fernandez his opportunity to get back into the match. Or something. I don't know.
All right. All Manny's thinking is, I hope they didn't lose my boots because I'm going to Taco Bell after this.
Mm. Was he?
I don't know. I'd imagine it's a Mexican death match.
Oh, that's right. Right.
Got to celebrate on theme.
Yeah, but you think he'd want Mexican food, though.
Weird part is, oh, well, you know. Hmm. Weird part is Abby went with him. That was the problem.
I don't know about that. Well, Abby was wearing a disguise. It's okay.
Well, technically he was in a suit and a hat. No one knew who
right.
he was.
Right. There you go. All right, boy, hitting him with the hitting him with that belt buckle. That's likely to bust him open even further. Oh my goodness! How is either man going to recover? How is either man going to recover from this? Yep.
Holy mackerel, boy! Abby must have been in bumping mode that night.
Yeah, this is
second rope bump.
Holy cow!
Suplex bump.
The impressive strength of Manny Fernandez. Fans are very excited. Half the fans look like the late actor Jeffrey Lewis, but that's okay.
Long as they paid the money, still
that's
green.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They can look like they want, act like they want, and unfortunately smell like they want, but as long as the money's green, everything's fine.
There's a lady in the front row who actually looks like Miss Atlanta Lively, and who may be Miss Atlanta Lively. I don't know. We'll talk about that at a later point on Starrcade.
I don't remember who else is on the show. Is a boogeyman wrestling somebody?
Yes, I can guarantee you that. Boogeyman is, in fact, in Atlanta.
All right. I just realized there's no referee in this match in the ring.
Well, if you were the referee, why would you get in the ring?
I was going to say, Gene's outside the ring going, God, thank God I'm outside the ring. I don't want to be in there with all that blood flying around.
Yep, I
don't
blame
him. Might have hepatitis C or something.
I don't blame him. All right, let's see. Okay, here we go. And
boom, there you go. Oh.
Nope, missed. The flying burrito. Flying jalapeno.
Right when you said that, it came on the screen from the caption, flying burrito.
People think I make this stuff up. I do not, folks. All right, big clothesline. Down goes Abdullah.
Well, don't they sell burritos at Taco Bell?
I think so. It's been a while since I've been to Taco Bell.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I think someone wins.
Okay. All right, here we go.
That has to hurt.
Yeah.
Bare feet on those steel cables? I don't like it.
Well, it's okay. He's wearing socks.
Oh, well.
Yeah. All right, and back comes Abdullah, the big man from the Sudan.
Well, Linda can do it. He can do it.
Big man from the Sudan, driving a sedan.
Wow, Abby's telling Manny what to do. I like that.
Yeah, there
we
go.
Ooh. Wow. Well, I mean, I don't know what anybody else would think, but Abby's working his butt off.
No kidding. Why would you?
Well, in those days, though, I mean, he works so much. You know, he's probably not even breathing hard.
He's got the sombrero. He's got the sombrero.
You look at a guy like that and think, there it is. You look at a guy like Abdullah and think he's not in shape, but I bet he's not even breathing hard.
He's
I don't think they did much resting in
but
that.
But he is bleeding hard. So.
Ooh.
There we go. Raging Bull's your winner. All right. Fans feel like they got their money's worth.
I got my money's worth, especially since it was free, but, you know.
All right. All right. Well, and you can watch it on the big screen. Look, you can watch it on the big screen. Yeesh.
Sad part is if wrestling fans saw it today, they go, that was horrible. Jeez.
Well, some of them might. I don't know.
We will omit them.
And some of them, would be chanting, "That was awesome." This is
probably
awesome.
Because a lot of them who've never seen it would think, "Holy crap! I didn't realize wrestling was so good back then." Well, you know why you didn't? Because you don't care about history.
Right.
You got the network at your disposal.
That's what it's here for, folks. All right,
you
Johnny
watch
Weaver.
Eddie Kingston against some clown, or you can watch this stuff. Come on.
Or you could watch both. Doesn't matter to us.
Well, you can if you want, but you got to appreciate this more.
Yep. All right. Yes, there's Crusher Khrushchev with his Russian accent thanking Ivan and Nikita.
Somebody should tell Johnny Weaver to shut his mouth there in an interview because he looks kind of dumbfounded. Okay, he did.
Yeah, he did. Somebody did.
Johnny,
also,
shut your mouth. You look like you should in 10 years.
Also, Johnny, I try to look less like Herman Munster. That'd be great.
Well, he has those things. They're a little bit, they should be in his neck, not his ear.
Yep. Oh, and in case you missed it, later on, the main event at the Greensboro Coliseum, it'll be Ivan and Nikita defending those NWA Tag Team titles against Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll Express, in the steel cage.
Ooh, I bet that was a hell of a match.
Yep. I think you're going to end up being right about that.
So they had two steel cages, huh?
Oh, they had two. Yeah, they had two steel cage matches in Greensboro. Yes. To make up for Flair and Dusty being in Atlanta.
That makes sense. You don't have to take the cage down and put it back
right.
up somewhere else.
Yeah, I agree. Plus, I mean, you're only doing this one night of the year, so yeah, it's not like it's not like you're gonna have two cage matches every night unless you're in charge of TNA. And you can, anyway, that's another story.
Well, did you see the rating they got? 48,000 on Thanksgiving. That's right. Something you're proud of.
Well, that's probably the highest rated wrestling show on Thanksgiving this year. Thank you.
Yeah, I get that joke.
Thank you. Bob gets jokes, folks. Bob knows how to sell. We like that.
Sometimes. Cowboy Ron Bass against Black Bart.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Bull Roll match. Boy, there's a lot of blood in this era.
Yeah. And if Ron Bass wins, he gets 5 minutes in the ring with James J. Dillon. How about that?
Who probably also gets blood.
Well, I guess so. Well, it's only fair they got blood in Atlanta. They should probably get blood here in Greensboro, right?
Oh, definitely.
There you go.
Well, they got a lot more blood coming with the Magnum and them.
Yeah.
But if you have a bull rope match,
that's how you celebrate Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Let's say, if you have a bull rope match and there's no blood, did you really have a bull rope match?
I don't know. Probably, it wouldn't feel like it.
You know, I saw Dusty Rhodes against Terry Funk in a bull rope match, Robarts Arena, 1977, here in Florida. $6, front row seats. You can't beat the price.
No, you can't. Although
I heard WrestleMania this year is like $10,000 for ringside.
Well, I mean, unless you're watching it on the network.
Well, that's where I'll be watching it.
Yeah. And which night is $10,000? Is it the first night or the second night?
I don't know. Maybe it's four both nights. I don't know. It should be.
You'd think.
But they're all sold, so and what do they care?
Yeah. I mean, that's well.
Someone's willing.
Oh, come on! There's no way they've actually sold out a 100,000 seat arena for both nights. Sorry.
No, not both nights. I heard that they sold 75,000 tickets the first day the tickets went on sale.
That's pretty good.
Counting both nights. So if no one else buys a ticket, they still got 75,000 for both nights.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that's pretty good considering, you know, unlike the last time they were in Dallas, they won't have The Rock on the card.
And seeing it is in Texas, when they announced the main event is The Undertaker against Bruiser Brody, tickets are going to fly off the shelves.
Something's going to fly off the shelves. All right, here we go. Bull rope match. So the question is, will Ron Bass win the match and get J.J. Dillon for 5 minutes?
I don't know. I knew Ron back in the day. He used to come to our Legends lunches, and he's a tough guy. He's a tough hombre.
Yep. Absolutely.
He was a baby face here, I think.
Oh, yes. Yes, he was.
Much better heel, though.
All right, there's JJ. JJ's.
He's been making the. Black Bart's been making the convention circuit lately, I see.
Good for him.
Boy, that's right to the point.
Yep, there
you go. To the gut, bell to the head.
That's right.
Well,
that's
Christmas is on right on the horizon. Jingle bells.
Yeah, but I mean, Thanksgiving night shows were bigger than the Christmas night shows, right? So.
I don't even remember.
Okay. Well, now you don't have
I
either.
I do believe that.
Well, now you don't have either. So. Yeah.
Oh, I do. I got the network.
That's
only
true.
Cool,
that's true. That's right.
Or, as you mentioned earlier, YouTube, the vault of all vaults of wrestling history.
Oh, and if Bob sticks around long enough to do something for Patreon, we will be going to YouTube because, you know,
ooh,
all that stuff that, yeah. Well, you won't get
I spend a lot of time on YouTube watching porn. It's not as exciting as other places, but it gets a dodge. Oh, never mind.
It's cheaper. Anyway, that's another story.
Yep. Damn, Ron's throwing some haymakers, as they call, laying some leather.
He's not wasting any time.
I could tell you what Ron said about Sputnik Monroe, but I won't. You know why? Because it's top secret between Ron and I.
Fair enough.
But it will make people wonder.
Probably. All right, there we go. Did Black Bart have an opinion?
Not with his throat being choked, the oxygen leaving his body.
All right.
I just noticed that the same referee is in the ring.
Well, I mean, you know, he's gotten an opportunity to rest there, so.
Well, that's true. I keep forgetting they keep switching venues.
Yes, they do. And speaking of which.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
After
someone should, like, teach the kids today to do that because nobody knows how.
Hmm.
Greatest mounted puncher like that ever is Ric Flair. All you got to do is watch and emulate and learn. But nobody throws a good punch today.
Okay. Well, if only they had schools or seminars where the experienced older wrestlers could teach the younger wrestlers how to do that.
Yeah, like, and if they don't take advantage of that, then just go watch Jerry Lawler and shut up and learn.
Well, that would be nice too. Actually, you know what, Bob? The people who are listening to this and watching along, they want to learn. Either that, or they just want to watch a good wrestling match.
That's what I'd want to do. Who wants to learn anything?
Well, you don't need
to watch a movie to learn anything? No.
Not really.
You watch that movie Red Notice and learn it wasn't as good as you thought it'd be, but that's another thing.
No. At least you learn something. There you go. Oh wow.
Yeah, you learned it wasn't as good as you thought it'd be. That's what you learned.
There we go.
Look at this double blood in the last two matches. I love it.
Yep, that's what made it The Gathering. That's what made it special. Spoiler alert, there will be more blood on the rest of the card. We can promise that.
I mean, imagine, I haven't seen it in literally decades, but I imagine Flair and Dusty didn't not bleed.
Yeah, that would be, it would be out of character for them not to, so. And they probably bled the previous night in Miami, too.
Well, that's true.
All right, time for the big choke.
You choke me, I'll choke you. You cut me, you cut me. Wait a minute, you don't cut me. What are you cutting me for? Cut yourself, you moron.
Okay, so we've had a Mexican death match. We've had a title match. We've had a bull rope match. Hey.
The crowd of white people looking intently.
Yeah.
Well, those look really good. I mean, I'm not trying to exaggerate, but, you know, throwing a punch, or not a punch, but hitting a guy with a cowbell usually doesn't look that good because the guy's trying to protect the other guy. He don't want to hurt
him. Yeah.
Shouldn't have caught that shot, but those look really good.
Mm-hmm.
But Ron was like Dusty. He's like a master of the cowboy or what do you call it, bull rope match.
Right. Well, if you were a Texas wrestler, you kind of had to, know how to do it, right?
You would hope if you care at all.
If you care about your craft.
There you go. Back in those days, people cared about a craft. Nowadays, guys just beat the crap out of each other, and it looks like crap. It's different era.
Yeah, it is.
These guys aren't even hurting each other, but the fans are believing it. Nowadays, the guys hurt each other, and the fans go, hey, put on a good show. Boy, the old revenge, and Ron saved it.
Yep, there we go.
This is another good match. I'm not kidding.
I know.
Anybody who listens to this, go watch Starrcade 85.
It's like our listeners, when they do the votes, they pick out good shows.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
you put this in the hands of the fans? That's shocking.
Did it work out this time?
Certainly did. I haven't seen this show in years. I want to watch the rest of it.
Well, guess what?
In the conversation.
Hey, we can bring you. We'd be glad to bring you back next week, and we'll do the second hour. At which point, yeah.
Whoa.
I know. At which point we'll have much more to talk about. All right, so they're outside the ring. They got a bull rope. And it's not one of those where you try to touch all the four corners either.
Pinfall?
I guess. I mean, I haven't seen them try to touch four corners. I've just seen them beating each other with the cowbell. Which to me makes more sense than, you know, trying to touch, having the match end by touching all four corners.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who makes their wall. That looked good. Darn. Tell these kids to watch this stuff and learn how to do it.
Right.
You're like talking to dead air.
Well, we, I mean,
Name
I.
anybody in wrestling today that can throw a punch like Ron and look that good. Anybody, honestly.
There ain't many.
That's the answer. There ain't many, but you couldn't even name one.
I don't want to start. Even if I could, I wouldn't be willing to start an argument with you over it.
Oh, well, I'm not going to argue
Ron
with anybody when I'm
Brown
talking
Bass is
about
very good. Of
his son.
course.
I know his son real well. He wrestles now. Really nice kid. Really respectful. Ron Bass Jr. Ha! How original. But no, he's a nice kid.
Oh, and down go both men. It was nice of JJ to wear the tuxedo t-shirt, keeping it classy.
Well, got to keep up appearances.
Right.
This is professional wrestling. This isn't come wearing shorts and a pair of tennis shoes wrestling.
No, of course not.
This isn't backyard wrestling.
We don't even acknowledge backyard wrestling here.
Good. And I just noticed,
Unless,
even though I
unless,
noticed it earlier.
well, unless it's George South, but George South has done front yard wrestling, so that's completely different.
Well, I love George, so he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I know.
I saw a thing where they didn't have the ring for some reason, and they wrestled in the artist. That's professional.
That's right. If you
Show
can do
must
it,
go on.
that is professional. All right, Black Bart in a lot of trouble here. Up, oh, two count only.
Ron and Black Bart shop at the same boot shop as Sam Houston
They were once a
and
tag team,
Magnum
so
PA
yes.
and Dusty and Barry Windham and Blackjack. Few others, I'm sure.
Well, why would you shop at a boot shop that doesn't make good boots?
Well, I wouldn't.
All right, here we
That's got to
go.
be the end.
We're getting there.
Don't think they rested hardly at all. Well, there was a few choke
Oh, there you
spots,
go,
but
folks.
nonetheless.
Outlaw Rob Bass gets his shot
Well, this is going to be
at
great.
JJ. Oh, and JJ attacks before. JJ with the
JJ's
cheap
going to
shot.
take the classic delayed bump, which I always loved.
Yep. That's a manager special
Oh, he
from
has
my
to actually do bull ropes.
from my appearances managing on the Mid-Atlantic scene. Those are do like the delayed bumps.
At least JJ knows how to wear cowboy boots.
Yeah, he does. Knows how to work
Because
too.
that's how you wear cowboy boots. Tuck your pants in. Why would you wear cowboy boots and not tuck your pants in? You can't see the boots, especially if they're fancy.
Right. Oh, there we go. All right, I was going for the cover. No.
JJ's wearing his wrestling trunks under his jeans.
Well, why not? There we go. Can't really get the high-powered shot in that say Black Bart does, but doing the work here. And it shouldn't look as good when JJ does it as it does when Black Bart does it. So.
True. I have a feeling Ron's going to make a comeback.
Well, you would certainly hope so. Can't keep a good man down.
Well, there he goes.
Oh, no. No. Ron Bass
He's
fighting
hulking up.
back. JJ just bewildered by this.
Was this 2 years later? Ron would be in the WWE. F.
Yep.
Sorry.
Then Ron would be the bewildered one. No.
Probably the most money ever made, though.
Yep. Hope he did really well.
Come on, JJ, don't let us down. Take the delayed bump.
I mean, you're not making college football coach money, but doing well. No.
And JJ's busted open.
Oh no, lacerated.
Look at that girl's pointing. He's doing something to himself.
Oh my goodness,
Mind your own business,
he
lady.
might be hurt. Is he hurt? He looks hurt. All right, there we
Look
go.
like the old Dick Murdoch cell.
Yep, very much so. I mean, if you're going to rip someone
Well,
off, rip off people who know what they're doing.
good. Murdoch or Terry Funk.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I've seen a lot of people try to rip off Terry Funk with varying degrees of success.
Keith
I
Slater for one.
think John Moxley does a decent job ripping off Terry Funk.
Yeah, I can't agree with that. But we can't agree on everything because,
No, we
look,
can't.
there's 7 billion people in this world. We can't all agree.
Well, plus it's kind of
Darn.
hard to beat Terry Funk, so that's why so few people
Are
have
you
done it.
saying that Terry Funk's an alcoholic? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, Bob Cook, how do you do it? There it was.
Oh,
Not as exaggerated as I like.
no. Oh, no. Down goes the referee. You hate to see it.
You needed the rest.
That's true. He's had a rough night. Oh, no.
Wow, that looked good.
Piledriver and Bass is.
JJ actually going to beat Ron in a bull rope? It certainly looks that way.
At Starrcade on
Look at
Thanksgiving
this.
night?
In an era when even the referee wears wrestling boots, what has happened to the business?
I know. That's exposing the business right there. Now, there we go. There's the
Uh-oh.
win, folks.
Very professional.
J.J. Dillon gets the big win at Starrcade, gets the 60% that goes with the winner's share of the purse. At least that's what Gorilla Monsoon always taught me. So,
But that was good stuff, I thought.
yep.
So far, no complaints.
No? Well, that's good. That's good because you're not getting your money back, I can tell you that.
Oh, wouldn't be the first time that happened.
All right, JJ with the victory. And I believe that's his first win at Starrcade ever, so.
Probably his first match. No, yes, that's Starrcade, I
Oh,
don't know.
yeah. Yeah, probably his first match at Starrcade. All right.
He was in those War Games matches, but that
But
wasn't
that wasn't
Starrcade.
Starrcade. Okay, time for arm wrestling, folks.
Superstar Billy Graham, one of my all-time favorites growing up as a young lad. And I
Conan
don't mean Ernie.
Barbarian.
Oh, how
Nope,
many people
nope.
listening went, "Who's Ernie Ladd?" Yeah, we get it. Look it up.
Yeah. Well, but that's okay. I'm old. I know who Ernie Ladd is. But the rest of you
Yeah,
should
I'm
know
sorry
who
to hear
Ernie
that.
Ladd is, so there.
Wouldn't you rather be young and not know who he is? I would.
How young do I get to be? Anyway,
Now,
here.
where are we?
All right. Yep. I believe we're back in Atlanta because unless Paul Jones somehow managed to make the trip from Atlanta up to Charlotte.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and
So,
I've
yeah.
noticed the turnbuckles are a different color.
Yeah, there you go. Doesn't matter. I mean, fans in Atlanta, they're still getting they're still getting a good show on Thanksgiving night. They're not complaining. Would take a while for a bit to kill off Thanksgiving night wrestling. It'll take them another 2 years anyway.
Well, it's bound to happen. All good things come to an end. I had a
That's true.
whole gallon of ice cream the other day, and it's
And it
gone now,
came to
so
an end? Yeah.
point proven. Still got chocolate syrup, but no ice cream.
Well, jeez.
Unbelievable.
Only
What
there
a
was a
superstar
store
with
he
a
could
cool
go to.
there.
Yep.
Back to the tie-dye.
Tie-dye never
That was the
dies.
best look.
That's right.
70s was the best look because he was like young and he had the hair and a tie-dye, but this was a cool look too. If you love Superstar Billy Graham, you know that Ringside Collectibles, go there and pick up his new action figure. It's really
All right.
cool.
There you
It's
go.
on sale, $15.99. It's Christmas time.
All right.
Buy one and send it to me. You can have more than five.
They're probably still having Black Friday sales on a lot of these wrestling sites, so go to it.
didn't mean that cheap plug, but
Yep.
they actually have a Billy Graham figure where it comes with him with a young head, and you can take the head off and put the older head, and it looks just like him in both versions.
If only you had a pro wrestling tease story you could plug.
I wonder why he doesn't. Who? Superstar Billy Graham?
No, I mean you.
Oh, me? I do have a pro wrestling tee. Anybody out there who doesn't want to buy a Bob Cook shirt? Well, you're evil and don't appreciate ridiculousness, but go buy one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. Superstar Billy Graham, you'd think he'd have really success because he could come up with all kinds of cool shirts.
Yeah.
Probably no one's ever told him. I mean, he needs the money.
Right.
They do all kinds of stuff for other people, like Luna, who's not even here. Why not do
Mr.
something for the
Charisma.
star?
Mr. Charisma. All right, here we go.
Still in great shape here, too. Well, heck,
Yeah.
wasn't what, a year later he went to WWE and had a decent little run, had his
Two
hip
years, I
replacement.
think, but yeah.
Two, yeah, had a hip replacement and everything.
Yep.
And year before this, though, he was like in Florida here, and I remember him. He was in rip shape.
All right.
When he was doing the stupid karate gimmick, but.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if a karate gimmick's good enough for Elvis, it's good enough for Billy Graham.
It's very true.
All right, so it's arm wrestling time. I would not challenge either of these guys to an arm wrestling match. So.
Yeah, even today.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, maybe Paul Jones.
Well.
Yeah. That's the story. Okay. Here we go.
I hate to say it, though, but I know what happens here because I actually remember this. I'm not saying a word, but I do know that there's more blood involved.
Okay, well, there you go. That's all the people need to know, as Baron von Rischke
Shocking.
Would say.
Yep.
All right. Yay. I don't think
left-handed.
I don't think anybody's going to be upset about there being more blood on this show.
No, it's just
and if
era.
They were, they probably already turned off the podcast. So
yeah. They'd be disappointed not to have more blood on a show in that era.
This is Starrcade, man. Okay, here we go. Let there be arm wrestling.
Weird. I always thought Superstar's right arm would be stronger. I don't know.
Well, this is America.
Tell which side.
Yeah, this is Mexico. They shouldn't be working. You know, they should be working from
which side they. Favored, right. Like Superstar, when he did interviews, he always stood on his right side show because you know he's more comfortable with that look, just like Hogan. Yep. So he's on the opposite side.
Hmm. Here we go. Paul Jones trying to help the Barbarian.
Did you know there's a movie where Billy Graham played an arm wrestler? He had an arm wrestling match in a bar scene.
Hmm.
Looking just like he does here, you know, with the whole thing, the tie-dye and everything.
Was it Over the
Top?
Can't
remember what it was called.
No.
No, no, no.
Okay. Now that. All right. Well. Hopefully we'll get to that later. Oh, here we go. No. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how Billy Graham's going to be able to fight back.
Very cool. Oh. He's channeling Hulk Hogan and hulking up.
Oh, no, and he's not getting help from Paul Jones anymore.
Looks like a shoot to me.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
People are into it.
Yep.
And Paul Jones says, 1, 2, 3. Okay, he's missing the cue.
Come on, Paul.
Boom. There we go.
All right. He got around to it. There we go.
And the Graham's already busted open.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. You hate to see it. Are we going to get this match underway?
Does it turn into a match? I don't remember that.
I believe so.
Well, it's even better. Oh, geez. Look, he kicked him right in the jaw there.
Ouch.
No, it really is a grudge match.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, my fans.
The Barbarian's... Oh, I know. I just realized why they did left hand, because the Barbarian's arms broke.
Oh, well, that would do it. Keeping it fair.
His arm is broke, but he's using that cast. Look at that. That don't look broke to me.
Oh,
jeez. Throw the referee.
Well.
But that's the same thing Graham did for years, the old chop to the throat.
Mm-hmm. That's also ironic. Oh, now he's going to... Oh, I thought he was going to do his impression of Marathon Man, but no, I guess not.
One of my favorite wrestling magazine covers ever is 1977 when Graham beat Bruno for the title. He's doing the chop to the throat right on the cover of The Wrestler.
Hmm. Good action shot.
Probably taken by Bill Apter, who's actually at one of these arenas I saw him.
Okay.
There he is right there, right down there by the corner under it.
That's when Bill Apter used to make all the towns, yeah. They had a travel budget.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's at both shows. He's in Atlanta and Greensboro. It's amazing.
Yeah. He gets around, folks.
Wizard of photography.
Yes, he is. Oh. There he goes.
Not the greatest punches, but there's blood. We'll let him go.
Yep. I think you've seen.
Quiet, but...
I think there's been a pretty good cross section of wrestling up and down the card so far tonight.
Yep, lots of brawn, lots of blood.
Lots of talent.
When you think about it, not a lot of the guys are gone. Barbarian's
No.
still alive. Gene Liggins is still alive. Bill Apper's still alive. Superstar's still alive. Sam Houstonberry, a lot of times when I watch old shows like this, I'll
Yeah, it's
go the
depressing
old morbid
sometimes,
way and
but
go, I
yeah,
can't
I
believe
know.
this guy's gone. That guy's gone.
I know.
Abdullah, Manny are still alive.
Yes. Defying the
Ron's
odds.
gone, but JJ and Black Butter are still here.
Tony Schiavone's still
Paul's
alive.
gone.
Yeah.
Who? Oh.
I'm amazed Tony and Bob Cottle are getting back and forth to both arenas, but they are.
Very odd. Well, they probably had one of those portals. Remember the movie They Live?
Oh
You
yeah.
go to like place and just like
That's
go
right.
wherever they wanted.
Oh no, and believe it or not,
Oh.
he interferes again. Oh. Well, so the superstar wins the arm wrestling match by disqualification and the regular wrestling match by disqualification. But it's not
Well,
going to
that should have
end
been
well
a
for
no
Paul
DQ
Jones.
match.
Oh, jeez. All right. Oh, but they're going to get the last word on superstar Billy Graham. Yes, they are.
I zoned out. What happened? Whoa, hey, watch it. Oh, geez, he's like he landed on his head.
All right. Ouch.
Maybe that's why he's so bitter now. I would be.
Yeah. Yeah, you land on your head a few times. That'll make me bitter.
Look, there's a ladder right there for some reason.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, maybe there's going to be a
And I
ladder
know
match
that's for
later.
like the lighting rig, but it's weird that it's like hanging down there.
Maybe they're going to have a scaffold match up on the lighting rig. No, I
Stupid.
don't think so. No, that's next year.
That was
That's
next
next
year's
year. Yeah,
Starcade.
that's right.
Night of the Skywalkers.
Yes. Another show, by the way, that
That's
you can that we haven't done on Wayback Playback that people can vote for. So,
something I would never do.
scaffold match.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, your winner is the superstar Billy Graham.
By disqualification. Well, a win is a win.
That's right.
You know what I like to do? I don't like to do it, but it has to be done. As they're scanning that crowd, you guarantee you that 97.8% of the people they just scanned are dead now. You know it's true. Because most of them are really old.
I can't prove that.
Was a much older crowd back
Some of
then.
them were old 36 years ago, so. Oh, jeez. Oh,
But that
superstar.
wasn't a bad match either.
Nope. How about that?
Considering you could tell the superstars having trouble
Okay,
getting
so
around. Whoa, this has
we
got
are
to be a
going to
good
call a
match.
halt to this episode at
Oh.
59. Go ahead and hit pause at 59 minutes and 32 seconds.
Do you want to go behind the scenes at World Championship Wrestling and find out what really happened from one of the greatest minds in the history of the business? The infamous booker behind WCW's success with the New World Order. Other podcasts weren't there. Let's clean up the fantasy bullshit. Give you real facts and real stories with the Taskmaster himself. Yes, this is Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan, available on the Creative Control Network.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lourmet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, MUSIQUE-EPIQUE.com.
And when we rejoin you next week, folks, as you can see on the, as Bob can see on the screen, we'll kick things off with the national title being on the line. It'll be Terry Taylor taking on Buddy Landell. And also on next week's show, yes, the battle between the U.S. Tag Team Champions and the National Tag Team Champions. It's going to be Wahoo McDaniel and Billy Jack Haynes against Ole Anderson and Arn Anderson. And,
And for you useless trivia fans out there,
yes.
I wrestled Buddy Landell in the main event in a parking lot one time, but I
Wow.
never worked with Terry Taylor, unfortunately.
Okay. Did you get paid for working in the parking lot?
Yes, I did.
That's what counts then.
One of those car lot deal things.
Okay.
Paid shows, those are the best kind.
So, Bob, I want to thank you for joining us. And again, you are more than welcome to be with us next week if you want to continue this adventure. And we'd love to have you. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule for you. Why don't you tell the fans not only how to order your T-shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees, but how to keep track of you on social media, sir?
Well, I post a lot of silly things on Facebook.
You do?
Not really. Not much anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So, Bob,
yeah, that's it.
okay. How do people follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, I can't think of what my name is. Well, Bob Cook, probably. I don't know.
Evil Eye One.
Yeah, that might be it.
Evil Eye One, folks. EVELEYE1. And
I only do stuff like on Twitter, like when it's like a very important day, like today was the anniversary of Evel Knievel's death, which means a lot to me. So I put stuff on there.
That's right. Well, we are recording this on Evel Knievel's death.
Yes.
Sorry. However, we might put it up on Sunday when we normally put these shows up. Just to give everybody advance notice of this. You can visit all of us on Twitter. I'm at Real Pat McNeil. If you want to chat with Jim Valley, he is at Jim Valley. Probably will want to hear from you as he's going through his stuff. And of course, Bob is at Evil Eye One, EVELEYE, the number one. And please leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for us on over on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you are downloading this podcast from. It matters not. And if you would like to know more about Sam Houston, Crusher Khrushchev, Manny Fernandez, Abdullah the Butcher, or our number one Paul Jones, you can visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, The Wrestling Observer, or go check out your local library app because they're all in books. Bob.
Yes.
Your line.
Stay tuned next week for the same way back time.
Yes.
Playback channel.
Same way back time, same playback channel. Yes. And hopefully Bob will agree to be with us next week so we can continue this adventure. But until then, yesterday is history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.